The original petition requesting federal protection was filed in August 2010. The Endangered Species Act requires the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to determine within 90 days whether there is enough scientific information to continue a review, and if so, within 12 months to make a decision. It was nearly 2 years before the first determination was issued. The final decision remains pending. Center for Biological Diversity Northeast Conservation Advocate Molly Madison says by failing to comply with requirements, the federal agency increases the risk of the songbird's extinction.
The big-nosed thrush is an iconic species of the Northeast. It's found nowhere else in the world. It only nests here, and then it winters on really just a handful of islands in the Caribbean. It's threatened by climate change, and it's going to take enormous effort to confront that, and we don't want to wait until it's too late for the thrush and for many other species. The other piece is that the Fish and Wildlife Service released its species listing work plan about a month ago. That goes out for several years, and the big-nosed thrush is not on it. And the service will tell you that it's because they have limited budget and limited staff, which is all true, but it's important to understand that without the listing process and without the Endangered Species Act, a lot of these species would just fall through the cracks.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Northeast Region spokesperson Megan Racy notes that the agency did determine last August that the Bicknell's thrush may need federal protection as a threatened or endangered species, and the petition review is ongoing.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has now received the notice of intent from the Center for Biological Diversity, and we're certainly closely reviewing it.
Vermont Center for Eco Studies conservation biologist Kent McFarlane notes that a lot of work is being done to try to save the Bicknell's thrush, and he believes an endangered species listing would highlight to federal agencies the importance of ongoing conservation planning.
There's a group called the International Bicknell's Thrush Conservation Group, which is biologists from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Canadian Wildlife Service and every state agency. We've all teamed together in this group to sort of come up with what we think are the biggest problems with the Bicknell's thrush populations. And we've worked to come up with a conservation action plan.
McFarland explains that the group has found that one of the biggest threats to the Bicknell's thrush is in its wintering grounds.
There's some estimates that something like less than 10% of their forested habitat remains in the Caribbean. So Caribbean deforestation is a real big known problem. And then the second problem, which is even harder maybe to deal with, is current and potential climate change, not only in the Northeast but also in the Caribbean, predicted to be drying in the Caribbean, and then the warmth and changes in weather patterns in the Northeast could really affect these mountaintops in the next 100 years. So that's a really big issue that we have on the radar, too.
According to the Northeast Region Office, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is reviewing more than 1,200 petitions to place species on the threatened or endangered list. A species can obtain an emergency listing. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.